You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, talking about faith like Nehemiah, do you have faith like Nehemiah had faith? The problems in Nehemiah's time and the solution for those problems that Nehemiah took and the people took are the same problems and the same solution that we have today. The problems, to sum it up, were they refused to obey God. They were taken into captivity 70 years. They cried out to God. He answered their prayer, and they were given the freedom to return to their homes and be free again, but they still refused to keep God's commandments, statutes, and ordinances. And He tells us over and over and over that if we don't obey Him, He won't honor the covenant with us. And that's what was going on. So people say, well, God, that won't work for us today. Jesus, almost everybody listening to the show believes that Jesus is our Messiah. He said in Matthew 17:20 that if we had the faith as a mustard seed, do you know how tiny that is? I bought my wife 30 years ago a necklace that has a mustard seed inside of it. It is so tiny you can hardly see it. Doesn't take a whole lot of faith. If we can muster up that much faith, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. In other words, God promises us that He'll do anything for us. We got to have a little bit of faith. It says the same thing in Luke 17:6. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do you get what it's trying to tell us here? Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I have faith that if we love God with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul, that He'll bless us and He will use us. There will always be people that don't want to do this. There will always be people who want to live in rebellion and look for loopholes to not keep the commandments and look for an excuse to sin, because that's what it is. 1 John 3:4, sin is violation of God's laws. It's that simple. Quit sinning. Quit breaking God's commandments. If we sin, Jesus will get rid of us. He'll prune us away. He'll remove the leavening. He'll cut the cancer out. Sin is a cancer. John 15:6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they're burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, what you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and that you are my disciples. The choice is yours. What are you going to do? Keep sinning? Let's start with the fourth commandment, the Sabbath. How about that? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.